32 years now, Bayswater Wilson has been saying that again and again and again ad nauseum. And it is nauseating how complicit we are in accepting and perpetuating the practice of manual scavenging, which simply means that some human beings use their hands and their bodies to clean the shit and garbage that all other human beings create. In the last 30 years, the Safai Karmachari Andolan that Bayswater started has managed to rescue lakhs of people from this miserable occupation. And for that, he's just received the Magsaysay Award. Bayswater, I would congratulate you, but I just feel that 32 years and your task is not fully accomplished, is it?
It is not.
So if I were to say, what is the best way to describe how you feel about your life's work so far, would it be rage or despair, or am I being very extreme?
There is an happiness and there is a still anger.
There is anger.
There is an anguish still, but there is no frustration.
No,
which everybody is asking me, are you frustrated? No, I don't have frustration.
We have got laws that prohibit manual scavenging. You have also helped towards the creation of a law that allows for rehabilitation of manual scavengers. There are rules which allow for compensation to anybody who dies in a sewer. Yet, I believe these laws are not effective because manual scavenging continues and it's difficult to be able to get any of these laws to be enforced. Is that the reality?
My understanding is, the law is saying very clearly it is a prohibited. But in the society we live, where the law completely not occupied on ruling us, our own, our heritage, our history, our traditions, our culture, which also dominates us.
Are you saying that the law enforcers also have the barriers or the baggage of history?
Yes, exactly.
So spell it out.
See, actually, our bureaucracy, Indian bureaucracy, they think that they are doing something for somebody like. They don't think that it is their duty and they have to do like. That concept, majority don't have. Because I can say openly that, because I have seen many officers, and when the country is so big, and we are divided into the districts as the administrative zones.
Yeah.
We met almost all the districts. Not even in one district, single district, one DM has come like that and say that, this is I am taking as my priority. Let me complete this task like. So nobody is saying. But the law is there and you can just implement. Nobody is objecting it. But no officer is ready. Like simplest example is in Haryana, the Supreme Court has given the order just to implement and get the details about the status of manual scam. Officer went along with someone and he sent someone and got the data and he submitted the report to the Supreme Court stating that we went to the Ambala city and there we found that there are the scavengers who are cleaning human excreta in the dry latrines on 43 or something, and we seen everything. But none of them are carrying human excreta on their head. So, it is not manual scavenging. He concluded.
Wow.
And he has given that so honestly to the Supreme Court also, which means he is so strongly believing, he believes that it is not manual scavenging. You go through the Act, 1993 Act or 2013 Act. It says exactly, the law says exactly, employing or engaging human being to clean human excreta. Clearing, carrying, disposing. There is no head, there is no tail. From where this officer has drawn that understanding of the head?
Correct.
Because hamara ka ek hote hai, head load work.
So
head
so load. So not carrying it on the head means you're not a manual. It's not manual scavenging.
So parliament makes one law, but he interprets not from the actually the spirit of the parliamentarians what they did, or the constitution what it is prohibits, Article 17 Indian Constitution. Untouchability prohibition. No. He comes from his own background, tradition, culture, his local vocabulary, whatever.
You conducted the Bhim Yatra, the second one I think was done early this year to commemorate, to coincide with Dr. Ambedkar's 125th birth anniversary. I remember a young woman on that trip told us in one of our reports that, she was in school, some classmate vomited. The teacher asked this girl saying, you please clean it up. Why? Because you come from a family of cleaners, so you have to clean this. And this girl said something very, very moving. She says, I would have cleaned it up because she's my friend. I would have helped her. I would have done it as an act of humanity. But why should I do it because my parents are cleaners? You have faced it yourself when early on.
Almost the same. But many changes, despite of the changes, my this thing is that very rigid kind of a understanding about the you born in the caste, so you have to do this, that has not changed. Because we are not dealing that. Unconsciously, whatever there, it is coming out. So my submission is actually to many people always, if there is a some problem, let us open, let us discuss, let us start dialogue on that. Then we can come out of that. That we are not honestly doing. We want to escape.
So tell me, Bezwada, it's the Swachh Bharat Abhiyan. I think the last budget, more than 11,000 crores have been earmarked for it. And amongst its many objectives is the removal of manual scavenging, is to come up with comprehensive scientific solutions for waste and garbage disposal and solid waste disposal, is to create flush toilets. How do you evaluate the impact of the Swachh Bharat Abhiyan in 2 years?
See, Swachh Bharat is a unique program which country required. But the problem with the Swachh Bharat is, Swachh Bharat is not solution for the eradication of the manual scavenging. So manual scavenging is then an age-old practice, and it is a caste-based practice, and which also has the patriarchal view. So you are not addressing that as a separate. How we are focusing as a Swachh Bharat, this is for the users, for the service providers, all these 5,000 years, for them also they need another Bharat. The liberation Bharat they want. So if they don't get, we don't get the liberation, the country is not liberated at all. So somewhere or other, if somebody is the slaves here.
But they've said one of the objectives is to remove manual scavenging.
The problem with the whole the structure and our Indian politics is, we want to say many things, but we want to do whatever we want. Except the toilet construction, can anybody show that where they have invested any kind of a thing on the eradication of manual scavenging? You have put in your aims and objectives. When you translate your objectives into the schemes, there is nothing stating that in the Swachh Bharat at all. And the women who are cleaning as on today, what are the programs the Swachh Bharat has designed for them to liberate? No, there is nothing like. And they say that it is for the dignity of women. That concept itself, I don't like.
Why is that?
See, they say that the women going out and going somewhere and urinating, that is not correct. They should not do like that. What about men? So you mean to say that the men can urinate anywhere? Men can defecate anywhere?
But to be fair, it is against all open defecation. No.
Men also need. I am not saying. But you focus the way. So again, you bring everything into the women's body. And say women's body should not be, it should be covered. So there is a patriarchal string which is coming in and out, always in our schemes. There I objected. And you are constructing the toilets and they are saying that it is a twin pit. It is not. We have seen in a majority cities where it is all constructing, urban bodies and many places.
What are these toilets?
It is a flush out toilet, and which is, there is no underground drainage system. So they have to connect this with the septic tank. My question is, who is going to clean your septic tanks when there is no any mechanization way of cleaning? So again, repeatedly you are engaging. Already people are dying in the septic tanks and the sewer lines. And again you are adding, by 2019, we are adding 12 crores of the toilets.
So why is this country not being able to put together a comprehensive plan which removes the human element in cleaning our cities and villages?
Because the scavengers who are dying are Dalits. They are not politically influential people.
We can't be sitting in the Dalit Prerna Sthal built by Mayawati in UP and say that Dalits are not politically influential people, Bezwada. You can't say that.
I can. Because
why?
If it is, manual scavenging cannot be continued in the human society at all. If it is, if it is, we cannot continue human scavenging at all, and that too particularly only Dalits and women. Why? Because these two classes are two groups always, our political class or whoever, they have not taken into the consideration. You design everything. Why the scientists of this country has not designed even a smallest one apparatus which can clean? Why? where we our technology has gone.
Why? When it comes to the so do you have a very pessimistic view of human nature, of the Indian nature? What is it? Why? How will we bridge this gap between the upper caste mindset, which has no idea of what you're talking about really, and sees the community as a service provider, and the community which really, you know, this is just not acceptable.
No, it is absolutely not acceptable.
So how do you bridge this gap?
No, that is what we are doing now. We are asking the, for me, solutions must come from the state. It is not from the society. Society is always goes with the majority, sees the majority. Society listen to the dominant. Society never listened to the, in the whole history of the world history, society never listened to the meek or the weak or the minorities. They listen always to the majority. But the state, it has a responsibility to protect the rights of the actually marginalized, where the state has completely failed. That is what my this thing, that is where you may have the some Dalit MP, you may have somebody else, or the, but everybody is working with the dominant caste only. You are not, you are got influence. You are not saying everybody let them stand up in the parliament and state that if the scavenging is continuing, there is no point of sitting in the parliament. I cannot sit.
Baba Saheb Ambedkar's seminal ideas have shaped Biswara's worldview. He stayed aloof from electoral politics, calling it a compromise, and caste-based parties as antithetical to the idea of annihilating caste. He's used pressure politics instead to focus on a single point agenda, eradicating manual scavenging. The cause is deeply personal.
You grew up in what used to be called the Kolar gold fields, and you belong, your family belonged to a community that used to clean the excreta that was generated by this big Kolar gold field workers and the community. How and why did your mother send you away? You have other brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Why did she make your destiny different?
Because my mother and my father, they separated for the 7 years just before me. Then they just felt it is a better to rejoin life. Then later I got an opportunity. So what happened, my mother had seen the life by that time so much, and my mother had a dream that I should not do that. I don't know exactly why, and my mother, I know she is a very gives a priority for her dignity, self-respect, and she is a very courageous, and she speaks very outspoken, and never had any kind of a fear. I never seen my mother is in a desperate situation, whatever circumstances, and her voice also so bold and very honest, and whatever she want to speak, whoever it is, she speaks just like that. She don't give a kind of a sir, madam, all those things.
And she changed your destiny.
That she actually she has sowed, and she has given her life for me.
We are at the Dalit Prerna Sthal in UP. Dr. Ambedkar's statue looms large when you pass by this every day. What was your discovery of Dr. Ambedkar's writing and his thinking actually? When did you discover it? And would I be right in saying that this is a seminal, he is a seminal influence in your intellectual thinking?
See, I can say very clearly, knowing about the Baba Saheb Ambedkar is a turning point in my whole life and my view about the life and the society. Before that, almost like up to 1989 and 90, I don't know about the Ambedkar much. It is so sad. But so much we go read everywhere, but I never read about the Ambedkar so much.
And in his own words.
Words.
The most powerful,
powerful
words.
Powerful, powerful. In the school syllabus, I never read. Yeah. I read about the lessons, I read about the freedom movement, many things. But I never read about. When I came to know that about him and I started moving, I went for the one cycle yatra, which that Andhra Pradesh Vyavasaya Kulila Samakya, they organized. It is actually Ambedkar centenary celebrations, 1990. So during that time, every day we have to talk about the Ambedkar. Somebody is talking about the Ambedkar. And this has become a habit. You have to hear about the Ambedkar, you have to talk about the Ambedkar, you have to read about the Ambedkar. It is a just Ambedkar, Ambedkar, Ambedkar. It has given a kind of a outlook which I cannot explain. And I can request all, everybody should not miss reading Ambedkar. Nobody should miss. Everybody must read. Because it gives a kind of a different look. I am not saying Ambedkar only is this, and I am not making that kind of a glorifying a God Ambedkar. No, no, no. I am saying very clearly, to understand Indian society, we must read Ambedkar. We must understand Ambedkar. We must actually see the way he looked the words. I used to think that the scavenging, we are scavengers because everybody said that I am unpadai, illiterate, so you have to do the scavenging. I also felt because many are illiterate. Somebody said that we are so lazy, our own people. I'm both very lazy. So 1 or 2 hours, just do this and go and enjoy. I also believed that. But I never had a question. And somebody said that we are all poor. All poor of this country is not doing the scavenging. All illiterates, majority, hai, desh ka. But we are not doing. But why particular this community only? That Ambedkar only has brought. Otherwise, I was completely wrong direction I had started moving. Almost eight, 9 years of my life, it is a completely driven by the society, the whatever notion they had, and the same notion I have taken, but I felt that I am helping the community, helping. Nothing at all. Once I realized that, Ambedkar said very clearly, this is, you are doing the scavenging because you born into this caste. There is a link between the your birth and there is occupation. This is the caste order. Then it was really for me, it is a kind of a, I am seeing many elephants here. It is like an elephant-like of a energy, nothing else. I felt that it is simple now.
I
discovered something. Yes. I found my own problem, how it is. Like, you know, that is the, I always enjoy about that.
You've made a couple of statements about the Prime Minister not speaking out and speaking up strongly and directly in the aftermath of several incidents of right-wing, religious, vigilantism and violence. He has spoken up in the last month or so. He's spoken up several times. He spoke to our channel and he talked about the fact that Dalit atrocities, now this is a social problem, it is deeply rooted. Politics on social imbalances is a disservice to society, to all those who face injustice for generations. What do you make of how he's tackling the emergence of, you know, all these sporadic incidents, but which are adding up to a climate of discomfort?
The state has to tell the society when it is going in the wrong direction. There I look, my Prime Minister must be very powerful, as he is for other issues like a GST bill, other things. He must come very clearly state that we cannot allow this thing to be happen in our state. You must take action against them. When we are just at the blame, stating that we are skinning some animal or some animal, I don't want to use, you are killing us. There is the actions. So the actions must be stopped with the actions. And you have the power. The state is with you. And you cannot state very clearly, this is not my duty and it is the state subject. State will take care. No, no, no. When the states are not enough to actually tackle the situation, you have launched again the two states where Article 356 and you have taken over the power. There is a history you did in the two states, in Uttarakhand and Arunachal Pradesh. When you are able to do that, why you are not doing in other states when it comes to the Dalits and the marginalized? That is what I see. I am not saying this is an anger or anything. I am very objectively looking the way my country is going. I always love my country. And all my life, whatever I have done, I feel it is not for the only Safai Karmacharis, it is for my country.
Is it possible for somebody who is not born untouchable, somebody who hasn't discovered Ambedkar's great thoughts and ideas, is it possible to be able to really understand, empathize and put yourself into the shoes of the other?
Definitely. There are many people whom I have seen, they are not born as untouchables, but they are better than the understanding about me also. And they know better than many things. So we cannot, this thing is, the human nature and the human understanding is not coming by birth. If I also believe that, I am also a casteist. I can't be a casteist, at least I can't be like that. I can't be a patriarchal. I don't want to be this too.
Beswara, the sun's gone down. I wish you a lot of luck with everything that
but
you're
there
doing.
Is a tomorrow also.
Thank you.
एक ऐसे गगन के चले जहां गम भी न हो आंसू भी न हो बस प्यार ही प्यार फले एक ऐसे गगन के चले।